standing before the cross of Torah. Say over a mice was a farm full of chickens. One time it was a big bird, Nesha. She was passing near the farm of the chickens. She had an egg, the egg hatched. Came out like a black little chicken. And the black little chicken was living with all of the white chickens. They're, you know, squashed together in the farm there. And it's strange, a little bigger, black, stronger. The mice, that she was living together with all the chickens. The farm, you know, what is this chicken? He said, I don't know. One black one came out. Tells him, you know, this is not a chicken, this is a nesha. He says, I don't know, it's with all the chickens together. You know, he doesn't fly, he doesn't do nothing, he just marches. He sees, comes back, squishes with everyone together. I said, no, I'm telling you, I'm amazed. I'm telling you, this is chickens. He's a wild bird. So, what to do? I'm telling you, he's a chicken like all the chickens. That was the thing to take care of. He takes this black chicken, bird, he goes on top of a mountain, he throws him. Manages to fall without hurting himself, he takes him again, goes up to a higher mountain, and throws him. He's about to fall, and he tries him. He manages to start to fly, and he flies away. A lot of us are exactly the same. Every yid has kreichas she'en kedug mosa. She'en kedug mosa. So we're going to be soon in the aloche. What is Gilchis Talmud Torah? Not Sifrei Musa. What are the two paskins on every year? Some people don't keep two. They also don't keep Shabbos. I say people keep Shabbos and listen to the two. There's a two in Gilchis Talmud Torah. It's the same two that says to keep Shabbos says Gilchis Talmud Torah. A lot of people don't open it, don't look in it, and they say it's not negeh to us. I just can't do it. It's not shayach. It's not negeh. Why? He grew up with chickens. He sits with chickens all day. He's surrounded with chickens. So his musogim are chickens. To learn a little bit, to shmooze, ben hasdori, to go out, to go in, to go out, to go in. Friday I'm about to go away for Shabbos. I'm about to go to the water somewhere. I'm about to... This is his musogim. He doesn't think that it's shy without that. He doesn't think that he could learn 12 hours a day. He could learn 16 hours a day. And that bird never thought that it could fly. If no one would come and throw her in the mountain, till the nation would be there with the chickens. A person doesn't realize his koichas that he has. Cannot be, remember this club. Cannot be Hilchos Talmud Torah and two Shulchan Aruch not speaking of Musa Sefer. To among you things that is impossible for you to do. It can be. It can be that the halachas that we will learn in a second will be halachas that were written for people 5,000 years ago. This is what the friars claim. The Shabbos was also not given to people like us. All days people could see the whole day without looking. Yeah, movie and Shabbos, yeah? You can sit the whole day without smoking. Yeah, it's not Shabbos today. But we say, Apikosin. Reform, that's what we say, right? But why when it comes to Hilchos Talmud Torah, we think this was written for a different kind of people, from a different kind of material. It's because we're the chickens. We grew up with chickens. So So we don't have a musar. You see it in mitzias. You see the mitzias. You take little kids. Here you see it. There's a chayla, I think it's called zichu. I was never there. I was sent there. Yeah. But they have as a kind of mahalach. They have as a mahalach that they teach the kids to know about. But I'm not saying good or not or wrong. It's not a chiluk shmuz. But the mitzvah says these kids could say Tanakh ba'avre, Mishnah ba'avre, right? I'm sure all of you met some kids that came from these places. I'm not sure if it's meant to be like that. But you take kids that you could put them in a regular school, maybe he could say that Seres Adibris ba'avre, yeah? And a good chance. Worse, maybe he could sing Kariba, yeah? The same kid, you put him in a different cheder, he says the Tanakh bell. So it means that a human being could remember that. That a human being could do that. And I told you in the mushroom, this chicken was, it was not a chicken, it was a nesher. It's an eagle, but he grew with chickens, he never thought that he could fly. He tried and then it went, but no one is flying here, no one is jumping here. Came the farmer and threw him from the mountain, and he saw that he could fly. He became a mesher. A guy thinks he can live for 5 hours straight. That's some guys have IDD, all these often say that, but you know, maybe 1%. It's not the whole doll is crazy. The whole doll is meshuga. Everyone needs me to live. It's not like that, yeah. The world is not, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a teichah that all of us could keep. It's a yaitza min a klal that is a oynes. But we never tried. We never said nasir and mishma. Because the two paskins, simen reish me vov, and yichas tal mutoyim, all halachas, and are written for God's klal yisro. Kosov batoiro loy bashomayim mi veloy meiver layam. Loy bashomayim loy bigoser ruach. Le meiver layam le bimholchil lefich omu chachomi. Loy kol amar be beschoy romach. Divretoiro nimshelu le mayim shenemar kol tzome lechul amayim loy marlech. Tari. Ma mayim en miskansi bemokoy midroy. Water don't go uphill elo zoychalim me'eleyim. They come themselves to Mokim Ashboiro. Kach divretoiro. They don't go to Gaser Ruach. But to a guy that is shofel, who is avek, the water comes on his own. Elo beodom, shemesir ataivo mitanuge asman belibore. Veoise meloche bechol yomov kedei chayo. Not to have saves. Saving in the sides. There's the Shulchan Aruch. Ein divrei Torah miskayimim b'mi shemisra pe'atzmo yaleihem. Says like this and say this, says like that. V'lo b'eilu shelomdim mituch idun. He has to go out to eat by night. Mituch achila v'shtia. אלו במי שמיימיס עצמו יעולהו מצער גופו איתומית ולא ייתן שינו לאינו וסלומו לאף הפור אמרו חכומים I saw Rav Shteyman he came back from America from the trips he came home 3 o'clock 4 o'clock he was sitting and learning Rav Eliashi every night 2:30 in the morning he was awake sitting and learning אמרו חכם דרכם, וזה יש התוירו אדם כי יומוס באויל, אלא התוירו מסקיים אסלו במי שמי מיס עצמו באור על החוכמה. This is a loch is in two. The guy sits, when he's busy in Kabbalah Satayr, if Shavu is as if he's sure that he has 4 meals that will be gishmak, Chas v'sholem, if you will eat in yeshiva, yeah. And in the old days, the richest person didn't have such food. Yeah, it's not good for his Kabbalah Satayr. I'm telling you, the richest guy 500 years ago did not have what they have here. Not because they know that they have good food, yeah? The guy needs me, and Erev Yontif needs to buy 4 cheesecakes, but he's made me s'atzmei al divrotayim. The two says he will never become a talmid. Lel Shmuz, he has to learn, but he has to eat somewhere that takes 3 hours, yeah? Like this, he comes back 1 o'clock, it's only 3 hours, he can learn shtab, yeah? Short way how to do it. Someone that they will sing a little bit, Chas v'Shalom, if he will not sing, but he can learn. He's not embarrassing himself, he's sitting now, he's busy with his eating shvuas. Because his chavrus is that he's not sure yet, but he has a plan to learn more from the whole night? No. With the idea to have a plan. Sarotskin, an hour and a half to walk there. Show 12 o'clock, come back 4 o'clock. Second day we'll be like in the Chabia, like in the end, yeah? Maybe on the way back we'll stop at Al Tavra, like I'm sure, yeah? Lel Shvuz. Ein div leteirem niskayim im elo b'mi shemei mis'atzvoi v'loi mis'agen b'sarnu ge'oilom hazeh. We have a mistake. We're not holding any of the ladies. First I said, what is that? So for who it was written? In the old-fashioned days, this is what the Reform say on Shabbos also. It's not written for our generation. Shabbos is too hard. It's too hard. It's not for our generation. But not only that, that is the emes. Amru Chachomim, Rus Shekola Yogea Betalmudo Yemisakneses Levim Eiro Meshakeh. אבל מי שמצווה ללמוד ביום ובלילה, אין אודם לא ימד רואים חוכמוסו אלו בלילה. First of all, comes down with חוכם, עוד יפה לילה by night. הפיך מי שרואי צידיסקו בגסרותינו, יזו בכל לילה יסו, ולא יעבד אפילו אחד מלילה יסו. So עכשיו, אז חלויס דין לילה? So some say yes. But most poison explain that in the old days, by day, was people around. By night was no one around. The real learning is when no one is around. So what happens to the guys by day and by night, and he has his phone shaking all over there. Every 2 minutes he checks his phone, maybe someone called him. If no one calls after an hour or so, he sends a message to someone, yeah? It's maybe an hour, no one calls. The Vrateya are not miskinding only if you cut yourself out. That is the tzur of Tariq. And again, these are not Musa's fault, it's a list. So, what I wanted to say is, we're standing before Kabbalah Sadrach. A person, the Aleph Beis, a person has to know the Aleph Beis. Is that every person has Koichos. Every person could be Koyresh Moilo Mazeh, Yogea Betoiro, Omel Betoiro, every person. Every person, the Lord Yoitza Minakla. Of us, you have to make the first jump. That first jump, the Yitzhahole. And the Torah is the opposite from every Chochmah in the world. And every Chochmah in the world, the fresh is Gishma. Some people need to learn these also like that. New Zman, new week, it's Shusa. Now, gave a special bracha because in the beginning it's so hard. So it's a fresh Zman, fresh week, beginning of the day. Chazal saying, Shomoya beYoshon Tishma beChodesh. I tell you that it works. You learn 10 hours, you want to learn more. You have a fest a week, you want to learn Friday Shabbos. You enter it, you want to learn more. You're not into it, it's not as hard for you to open a sefer. Everyone knows, but as many, 2-3 hours, you feel like you're choking already, yeah? But in this month, 3-4 hours is nothing. What is the difference? It's the way. The Torah is the opposite. The more you learn, the more it's easier to learn. Shabbos, you wake up. Afternoon, you start learning, Gishma. You don't really wake up, since you can't even open the safe. So person picks himself and he says, I could, that is be'etzem the Aleph Beis. That is the Aleph Beis. I heard once a moshul. So a moshul, the Baalik moshul, was a person. For his diet, he had to go for walks. We all walk. So he would go outside the town. Walk. One time he was walking, it was really late. So he took a shortcut through the Beis HaKvaos. It was very dark. Now realizing he fell into a new cave. It was like they did a good job, his mom was like smooth. Trying to climb up was no way. Screaming, yelling, half an hour. And so he decided, you know what? He'll go to sleep tomorrow morning. Hopefully someone will die or someone will come to Yalta. They will find him. The kids are he's there. Peter, he hears the steps. Before he knows, another guy falls in. Like, so he didn't know what to do. You know, the other guy is screaming. So again, so he'll let the guy try to get out. Half an hour, that guy gives up. Says, also, you know, wait, maybe tomorrow someone will die, someone will pass. Kids are, the first guy thinks, you know, shame, two guys are here. You know, I'll go over them. I'll ask him what to do with his hands. I will climb out and I'll go to bring help. So he gets up and he touches that guy. The guy gives such a scream, in a second he's out. So they said, the time said over the story. He said, when a person is a pachad of mothers, he can get out of everywhere. Adam kiyomus ba'oyal. If a person would realize, I have 3 more hours to live. You can show us something like that. Then you have 2 more weeks. Adam kiyom, and the material is kind of mission, name is Atzmeh. And why it's like that? It's not only because you don't know you die. Hashem gave us 90 years to fill them up. The first 2 weeks, I have 2 weeks. Now, what was the point? I have 2 weeks, everything you're ready for the madness. You have 50 years, it's the same thing. It's not more time. Not extra time here. That is the Metzius. The person has to know when he's standing before Shavuos and he wants to be Zeichet the Kabbalah Sotel. I heard once from one of my rabbis, why people stay awake by night. A lot of people kind of, but it's a waste. To stay awake by night is a waste. You know, you sleep before, sleep after, you know. 4 hours, a guy lives in a day, no more 12 hours, yeah. That's it, you know, Sol Salanti says people want to know Shas overnight, but they want to sleep in that night also. Yeah, some of them know Shas overnight, yes, but I want to sleep in that night also at this. The part of staying awake by night is it's hard. It's not just, if you learn, I'm not saying a guy that decides at 3 o'clock is marching to the Kaisel and then, you know, coming back from Salotsky at 1 o'clock, yeah. And that none of these guys have to go to sleep, yeah. The Kaisel is not, you could go in the afternoon. The second day in the afternoon, if you go to the Kaisel, there's no, the man has no mitzvah to go. But I'm trying to say something else. It's hard to stay awake. The sign of Kabbalah Sartreva is HaKroh. I'm asking to go, to shabbat myself to pray. And by staying awake and learning when it's hard, when it's impossible, this is Kabbalah Sotel. This is the Heftz of Kabbalah Sotel. The Chukri say, Telecho Shetiyo Amen Batoy. The Aleph Beis. The Boch has to take it himself if he wants to not sliach and shvuos. Take out at least after Shavuos. We spoke about it a little bit. To try to have 3 stories of 6 hours. If you could, 8 hours. It's not so hard. Take 3 stories now. all the events that are happening around. Chutz from the events. That takes on the soul. Especially the chutz laot, shmuzes. Endless. 8 hours. I saw that now, I was there, he was a bar. He would wake up 2 o'clock in the morning. He would live straight till 10 o'clock in the evening, in the hours of the day. Every day. You don't know what song you want to sing and learn. He was not aware about it. He had a special apartment, he would lock himself in. He would live 12 or 15 hours straight. It's hard. Forget. You have to go to meals, cancel for people, you know. Yeah, you're doing a chesed, you don't go to people. You're not machshir them with me either. Yeah? Sit and learn. Eat 5-10 minutes and learn. You can have a seder from 10:30 by night to 4 o'clock. Sit and learn 6 hours for shmuz. Second night by day, erev shmuz. You will feel a different level. It's the Aleph place. For sure. A person later, so after Shavuos, has to take the Ma'alach, the Ma'krove, and learn. Jump! And I'm telling you, you start, you have the Siyata Dishmaya. But the Yesoid, the key, remember that. It is Trizach. First, tonight, go to sleep at night. Don't shmoo, don't do nothing, go to sleep and die, but you're not retired. You could start with a ganze shtalkeit. There's enough time to learn 6 hours 3 times, to sleep and to eat in the dark. And just rush. Finish now. That was all of a day. It was busy for an hour and a half, 2 minutes to dance. I was gonna get too tired. To have a plan what to learn. I think this is the main thing. A lot of people don't have what to learn 6 hours. Don't have. Even if I'll plug them in now, energy, they don't have what to learn. I'll take one of the guys, okay, I'll give you energy if you learn 6 hours. He doesn't know what to do. He'll fall out of the cliff. He doesn't have what to do in 6 hours. Kula is less than 6 hours by him. Even if you're a chazit, you can give his map, you know. He's only holding it at Gimel Amud Beis, yeah? But to read all the notes, his map is not interested. Learn a Perek, learn a Masechta. Plan before, not with the time. Plan what I could learn after 18 hours. It's a whole lot smart. You decide to learn, but you don't have what to learn 18 hours. Not only that. As long as you're taking yourself to finish a masech. For some boys, it's a good idea. Yeah? And they need really not 18 hours, they need 25 hours, 30 hours. Okay, the most, they will finish it after Shabbos. It's Friday Shabbos. It's the year after Shavuos. It's Friday Shabbos. Yeah? Easier days, and you can learn. You have more time. Because like a shir, you can learn Friday, and then Shabbos, and then you can manage. So what could happen? Maybe you in the ending Shavuos, instead of 666, you'll have 888. If you take something that you need to learn more and you need to do, and you have what to do, you do it. Like I said, it's very late. Every time I walk to Yeshiva, I look out the window, but every time the Musar is the same. The Iluim would walk with Sfarim in the street. Yeshiva Baba, the greasy boys, yeah? They would look a saber like that, and they would bump in, they would bump into people, and the people would say that they see it, they don't see it. And there's all these stories around them, yeah? People say hello to them, they would answer, not answer, they would test them. I was like, oh, I remember this, I heard from my grandmother, the stipler. There's a buck from Nevada, my great-grandfather's yeshiva. and the stipend of Al Zbocher, he came for the Suda Shabbos, and after the second he had a sefer, the whole time he would learn like this. Don't laugh at him, the Maisi came Al Stipler, and everyone else didn't come Al Stipler. Now, all of the Bochim claim, this is what I heard from my grandfather, that the Stipler is pretending. He listens to the conversation and is pretending master. Like these stories just to know, well, dear, for years, this started today. And she, my great grandmother, Yotzi Yafin, she claimed that the Stipler is real. Everyone else said that the Stipler is a fake. He's playing master. He's also listening to the conversation. She had, my great grandmother, she had a baby girl. It was my grandmother. So that's who the Shabbos, everyone was there, the Stipler was living. She said, Yaakov Yisrael, and surely we forgot to invite him for the Shulchan Zohar last week. So I said, I was busy anyway. Yeah, it was a girl. No one, yeah. Everyone knew that they were. This is the way to do the Stipler doesn't know his name. That was the test. But you know, but we laughed at these boys, I remember. Hashem didn't mean to go like this. Hashem meant to be normal. Remember all these secular people. Hashem meant to be normal. It doesn't matter. Now I go every yacht walking the streets like this. Yeah? They're walking, crossing the street. Now, what? And they're managing. And no one laughs on them, right? And they manage to walk, and there's no car accidents, and they're managing. The tenets is, so if you could go like this, walk crossing on the street, for sure Hashem is mechayev you to learn like this. Some people learn from the same machine, but I'm not going into that now, yeah? He's the David, I see the David, yeah? But what is the answer? The answer is, this is the kindness that Hashem gave to a human being. If it's important for you, and you're curious, and you want to schmooze, and you want to WhatsApp with someone, you'll do it. And it's normal, and it's okay. This is the amount that Hashem is giving us the kliyos to learn. The reason it's not happening, we're not so anxious. And I'm saying now, maybe we have, clearly we have to fix it. But when you start to work on shuas, find something that you could be interested. Don't try to fight it. When you're not interested, because everyone knows, when he has the pure chabura, he stays awake the whole night, yeah? As I was at Asher, Isha, Sholah, Ba'at Hashem, Udach, Hatem, Rehot, the first shir was Kim Beseris Hashem Cheft. That's fine. But the Rosoi, Sikun to Machna Chabure, Yege Yem of Elayla. He said, so what is the answer? The Rosoi is Yege Yem of Elayla. So the Chochme is to find it. So I'm not saying now in the big picture. You want to have a different Shavuos? You want to have a different Matzah? Decide what I'm going to learn. Don't take something from 18 hours. Take something that you need 20 hours, 30 hours. And again, you could make it the last of Shabbos. Then you could leave tonight here. Put yourself hours and hours. Motzi Shabbos is a different person. And this is the koyach of Torah. Machshar toy, meroimam toy, megadal toy. The Torah has that koyach. Well, Davar Rabbi Yashi, but when people were sick, he said to Davar, when he said, Sosa Dibas, in the shul, Rabbi Yashi would Davar for them, he said, Azei b'kol ha'choyli b'sraba du matim teiro, and shvuz is matim teiro. Madrege. When a person is in that vacus of teiro, and the days of matim teiro, ani le doidi ve doidi li. He can get such a shefa. I have two chaverim, a lot of chaverim, but two chaverim. I remember that they learned in Panovich Mamish, they posak in Pume, Megil, so they were Benin in plus. They were Benin plus plus, yeah? And Shavuos, they learned, it was like Mamish, like a Friday Shabbos. I think they learned 45 hours from before Shavuos to after Shavuos. Both of them, from after that, were different Bochrim. Today, both of them are Mamish. One is a very Choshev Rosh Hashiva, one is a very Choshev Poisek. Mamish, they changed in that 4 days. They didn't plan to change for good. But I think it was even a competition who will learn more in between them. But Lama Shana, that was in Panovich, it was a different kind of competition, yeah? It was the hours. Who could make the more hours? But they changed. Let's stop this.